This is Aaliyah. She is beautiful, talented, young,
yes.
And your career is going to be get bigger and bigger and bigger. You know what? Say your name, Aaliyah.
Aaliyah.
Oh, jeez.
Like Muhammad Ali.
So I've been saying it wrong for a week because they told me.
I'm here to tell you.
Thank you.
Muhammad Ali. Aaliyah.
Aaliyah.
Yes.
Aaliyah. Do you know what it means?
Yes, it means the highest, most exalted one, the best, the best, the best, the best.
Corner, be like, that's Leah.
You know what
What's the correct pronunciation?
It is
Aaliyah. Y'all got
yes.
that?
It's Aaliyah.
Okay. All right. No more mistakes should ever be made on Aaliyah's name. Okay, we got you.
In this one time at Bandcamp.
Yeah.
reason I'm playing that is because I worked with KG on my second album. He did the song that I did with Tretch called I'm Looking for a Girl Like You, and I was a really, really huge Naughty by Nature fan, so that was an exciting collaboration. And what I liked about the song was it wasn't like Tretch just did like a little guest spot, a quick little rap. He was throughout the whole song. We kind of went back and forth with each other, and that was really hot. So I'm sure you guys agree too.
So lie down for Max and seeing you laughing with passion happening. Every action has a reaction. In fact, you got my magnet cracking. I heard you lacking satisfaction from your other half. And honey, you're packing front to back, and the captain makes it happen. Pardon, what's the matter? He got you shattered or dashing, man. It's scattered. That backwards pass, did you find? Thank. Look at me good, ain't with that game, man. True, you make me wanna go ooh, ooh, like Tank Land, man. Don't fool my slang bang. Don't be alone with my fangs, ain't my love like bang bang. Think I maintain. I need a diva like a Leah. Plus, like a cleaner 850 Beamer. Hot to let me bang. I'm like a Nita.
A girl like you.
Well, here
I hope I hope to me you won't lie to.
Well, tell me more. I'm looking for a guy like you.
Yeah, you know me. I hope.
I hope you're feeling your need.
Oh, yes, indeed. Yes. I'm looking for a girl like you.
Well, here I go.
I hope to me you won't lie to.
Well, tell me more. I'm looking for a guy like you.
Yeah, you know me. I hope.
I hope you're feeling your need.
Oh, yes, indeed. Yes.
What do you do to relax? I love baths. Absolutely love baths. I like to just draw a nice warm bath with a lot of bubbles. Get a few sweets, maybe put them by the bath, put on really good music and chill. If I'm not gonna take a bath to relax, maybe I'll just get a really good book. Right now I'm totally obsessed with Harry Potter. I love Harry Potter. I'm in the second book. And you can take a bath to read, you know, simple things. I enjoy simple things.
Favorite DJ Ben Camp. Let me see you go back. Let me see you come back. Let me see you come back. Let me see you go back. Let me see you come back. Let me see you go back. Let me see you come back.
It's Friday and I'm ready to swing. Pick up my girls and hit the party scene tonight. Oh, it's alright. So get up and let this funky mellow groove get you in the mood. 'Cause you know it's alright.
So DJ,
yeah. Keep on grooving.
Don't stop moving.
Don't stop moving. Let me see you. Let me see you go. If your girl only knew that you was trying to get in me, what would she do? If your girl only knew that you was missing her to talk to me, she would probably leave. Yeah.
favorite nickname and why that name? I have a few childhood nicknames. One is Baby Girl. My father gave that to me when I was born. He said, I have a beautiful baby girl, and that one stuck with me. A lot of people still call me Baby Girl. One is Baby Girl. My father gave that to me when I was born. He said, I have a beautiful baby girl, and that one stuck with me. A lot of people still call me Baby Girl. My father gave that to me when I was born. He said, I have a beautiful baby girl, and that one stuck with me. A lot of people, my father gave that to me. My father gave that to me when I was born. He said, I have a beautiful baby girl, and that one, I have a beautiful baby girl, and that one stuck with me. A lot of people still call me.
Coolest thing. And my bandana, my sunglasses, my baggy pants. You couldn't tell me nothing. I thought I was hot.
Yeah. She was just a gangster.
Yes, I was. I was a little thug.
How old were you?
I was 15. I just turned 15 when I came out.
That's gotta be crazy to be 15 and to be like, did you pick all your clothes? Did you like pick your look or did somebody dress you?
Yeah, I wanted to be the way I always was. I didn't want, you know, an image thrown on me, and I didn't want to be too girly and put on the skirts. Prissy. I didn't believe in that back then. I thought when I was 16, I thought I was never gonna wear a dress, never gonna wear heels. So I was a little boy back then.
You've been doing that lately though. You've been flipping a little bit.
Yeah, you know, I've been growing up now. And it's funny because you really do. I really believe that I was never gonna be like girly then.
Really?
18, 19 rolls around and you start to like those things. And little
bit now. Fashion, Insta, sweat beads, feel me. Cupid's shot me. My heartbeat's racing. Tempt me. Drive me. Feel so exciting. Thought of highly. It's yours entirely. I'll be. Go, I go, cause we share.
Known each other for around 3 years. I met him before he came out with Born in the 90s through my manager, which was Aqua Hoodie.
Right.
That's how we met, and I sang for him when I first met him. And a couple months later, we went to the studio and started working.
What was so special about her that you actually hooked up with her to actually, you know, get that whole thing happening?
Well, I don't want to come off like she's big-headed, but it all you have to do is take a look at her, you know, and she's grown. And that's what you have to have for someone like me to really want to break down and work with you or produce you or to be able to produce, because if you're not glowing in some kind of way, I can't even touch you. You know, and that's what Leah is doing. That's what she's doing when I first met her. She was glowing. She had that thing, that bye.
Come with me. like if you fall in love with someone older or if an older person falls in love with someone younger, it's really everyone can relate to it, not just one group of people. And of course, because we knew when I came out that age would be, you know,
the big thing.
No issue.
I don't mean to be bold, but I gotta let it know. Leah's got a thing for you, and I can't let go.
Sings and raps and does it well, does both things well. And he's like, in order to be successful, you're gonna need something other than just what everyone else is doing. So when I started singing, you know, I really needed, when I was rapping already at the time, so I had an identity in rap, but when I started singing, I needed something to like reference. I needed someone to be like, well, I wanna be like that. You know, and I didn't want to ever be like a male because then I would sound like that person. So I just found like comfort in all of Aaliyah's music and her her melody choices and the things that she talked about and sort of how she always like conveyed these amazing emotions but never got too sappy. You know, she always like kept it G, even as like, I say even as a woman because I feel like women make, you know, very like overly emotional music when they're singing, you know. And as a woman, I feel like she just kept it so G, like she almost spoke from a guy's perspective at points. And, you know, to me, it was like, you know, she'd say things that were like funny, she'd say things that were witty, she would say things that made you be like, yeah, like, I felt like that was the first time I could really sing a woman's lyrics and not feel like I was singing a woman's lyrics because she was speaking generally. And that had the biggest influence on my music because as much as my music may be geared towards women, I try not to make it so that only women can sing it. I try to put pieces in where guys don't feel uncomfortable singing a song about women, you know what I mean? And I get that from Aaliyah, you know? She was so great at keeping it general, like not gender specific, but keeping it so complex as far as like, you know, the concept. And that was my biggest thing was, you know, she taught me that there's a certain way to make music so that it can be appreciated by a lot of people. And I mean, aside from that, she just made phenomenal music and she was beautiful. And, you know, she was a girl that I fell in love with early in my life. You know, I feel like if she was still here, I would probably like be pursuing her in a major way, you know, because that's like, I was truly like in love with her very early on. So love you very much. Thank you for everything. Thank you for everything that you've given me and to your family, everybody that's here. They all miss you. I've heard and I witnessed, you know, whether it be your fan family or your immediate family. I continue to pay tribute to you and pay my respects and love always, and I hope to, you know, give you a hug one day soon. I love you.
Mama always told me to be careful who I love, and Daddy always told me make sure he's right. always had my eyes on this one particular guy. I was too shy, so I decided to write. I'm sending him a four-page letter, and I enclosed it with a kiss. Always say that I play myself with you. They say that you don't even notice me. Maybe when I get the nerve to come to you, promise me that you won't diss me.
Letter.
And I enclosed it with a kiss. And when I write him, he better get it on time.
He better.
Watch, cause the mailman's coming.
Oh, yes, he is.
Oh, I'm writing you a love letter tonight. Better keep in watch, cause the mailman's
coming. Favorite DJ, DJ Ben.
Come and take your place, cause the love you give, it can't be replaced. See no one else, let me let you do. That's why I don't mind to spend my life with you. I wanna please you in any way I can. I wanna share my world, don't you understand? Your love is a one in a million. It goes on.
Oh,
since May 21.
Yeah.
Are you ahead of schedule?
I've always been very mature. My parents have always told me that. And I mean, where I'm at in my career right now, I feel so blessed because everything that I've always wanted is happening to me. And I feel it's happening right on schedule. And I just feel like I have so many places to go and so many things to enjoy. I'm just very happy. Very blessed.
Aaliyah was born in Brooklyn, grew up in Detroit. She says, as music videos go, if she's going to buy something, she's going to go out and look for anything by Michael and Janet Jackson. Very impressive.
She's extremely poised for 21 years old.
And not hard on the eyes, either.
No, not at all. Does she see her future on the screen or on CD?
She said, well, a little bit of both, but she's been, you know, accepting that Oscar in the mirror ever since she's 5 years old. She's got the chops, and everybody says so.
We wish her well. Thanks, Mark. Still ahead,
like the hawk in the sky, if I do, you are my prey. Boy, I promise you, if we keep bumping heads, I know that one of these days we gon' hook it up, probably talk on the phone. But see, I don't know if that's good. I've been holding back this secret from you. I probably shouldn't tell it if I let you know.
Stylings and captivating stage presence led to successful careers in both movies and music was killed Saturday night.
I turned on the TV and I was sitting there watching. And that's when it flashed across the screen. I'll never forget. I'm sorry. It said, singer Aaliyah killed in a plane crash.
On August 25th, 2001, word spread that her close friend and collaborator, Aaliyah, was involved in a horrible plane crash.
Singer and actress Aaliyah was killed last night in the Bahamas. Their small Cessna crashed just after takeoff.
Missy was devastated. It was literally, you know, losing a family member for her.
I would never think that I would have to be here. I'm sorry. I just never thought I would ever have to be here. I just felt like if I ever, you know, would have to talk about her in this way, she would be here to hear it. And just to sit here and to know that she not here. I'm sorry.
When Aaliyah passed,
I know it affected y'all, impacted y'all.
And I think that's when my career kind of went like a downhill.
Mm-hmm.
You know, see, I feel like it separated all of us. I mean, wasn't that we just lost our tightness.
Were you depressed? You think it was?
Yeah, I think I was. Like, I just felt like, man, you know, you wake up in the morning, I'm like, man, this really not me. I thought I was gonna like lose my mind. You know, I really think about like Kurt Cobain, like why he really killed himself. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, little thoughts, you know, like just not the normal thoughts would come in my mind. Everybody gonna go through it. You can either have a nervous breakdown or you can fight through it.
As soon as the door opened, it was amazing because you just saw crowds of people on the sidewalks, you know, everything, they're all blocked off and being very respectful.
The outpour of love was overwhelming. She was really loved.
Dearest, sweet Aaliyah, I have trouble accepting the fact that you're gone, so I won't. It'll be like we went for a while without seeing each other. But I can understand why God would have wanted you close to him. Because you truly were an angel on earth. In my own special way, I love you. I miss you.
It's been too long and I'm lost without you. What am I gonna do? Said I've been needing you.
Is your heart still mine?
I wanna cry sometime. I miss you.
Off to college, yes, you went away. Straight from high school, you up and left me. We were close friends, also lovers. Did everything for one another. Now you're gone and I'm lost without you here now. But I know I gotta live and make it somehow.
Come back to me. Can you hear me
calling?
Hear me calling
for you.
Cause it's been too long and I'm lost without you. What am I gonna do? Said I've been needing you, wanting you.
Ooh.
What did you say? Who's been with you?
Is your heart still mine? Wanna cry sometime. Now I'm sitting here thinking about you and the days we used to share. It's driving me crazy. I don't know what to do. I'm just wondering if you still care. I don't wanna let you know that it's killing me. I know you got another life. You gotta concentrate, baby.
Come back. Can you hear me
calling?
Hear me calling
for you.
Cause it's been too long and I'm lost without you. What am I gonna do? Said I've been needing you.
Wanting you, baby.
Is your heart still mine?
No.
I wanna cry sometimes. I miss you. It's been too long and I'm lost without you.
What am I gonna do? I've been needing you, wanting you. Is it your heart still mine? Yeah.
I miss you.
Tell me what I'm gonna do.
Yeah.
Is it your heart still mine? Yeah, yeah. Oh, baby.
I'm lost without you.
Oh, 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 oh.
What's your childhood nickname and why that name?
I have a few childhood nicknames. One is Baby Girl. My father gave that to me when I was born. He said I have a beautiful baby girl, and that one stuck with me. A lot of people still call me Baby Girl.
Favorite DJ, DJ Bandcamp.